the lesson to be learned. You better just open up your eyes and see the lesson to be learned. You better just open up your eyes and see the lesson.
Well, good morning, Remnant, and welcome to the La Porte Church of Christ this Sunday morning, the end of June, June 29th, 2025. Can you believe that? The months just march right on. Here it is, the end of June, fully into summer, seeing some summer weather all over the country. But we thank you for joining us. We hope you're prayed up. We encourage you to start your day in prayer. And as the Bible says, to be continuously in prayer. To pray without ceasing. Not always an easy thing to do, but in spirit, we sure try to do that. We start off here with the pistol prayer. I certainly see that it's being answered, and we're going to continue to pray it. We've got it on a Bible bookmarker. We'd be glad to share it with you. We start off with that here. We hope you'll join us. We'll put it up on the screen. And if you'd like a Bible bookmarker with the pistol prayer and the rifle prayer on it, just request it. We'll be glad to send it to you. Lord Jesus, we pray with thy authority. We say DC sorcery cease, satanic strongholds release, bales be broken and bound, with all idols be cast down. Stop the spells. Send the spellcasters into hell. Jesus, cause it to be. And thank you. Thank you for the victory. Amen and amen. Well, it is exciting times. We've mentioned before, we see it's perilous times for sure, but it's exciting times. When we see things that we've read in the Bible coming true, prophecies, just truths being revealed, and that's what I want to talk to you about this morning, because I'm seeing it all over, everywhere in the news, everywhere in society today, things that, once were just kind of whispered or thought about as maybe conspiracy theories. Oh, that conspiracy nut. He thinks that the such and such. Well, now it's coming out. Now it these things are these truths that have been truths all along, but they're being exposed. They're being shared. They're being, you might even say, shouted from the rooftops. Let's start out in Luke 12. Luke 12, 2 and 3 tells us about that. It says, "But there is nothing covered up that will not be revealed, and hidden that will not be known. Accordingly, whatever you've said in the dark will be heard in the light. What you've whispered in the inner rooms will be proclaimed upon the housetops." You know, we've been, you could almost say things have been being whispered as far as worldwide goes. Oh, there's whispers here, there's whispers there. The network that is here, a voice in the wilderness, might seem like whispers, but it's getting some mainstream play. I didn't put a slide together for this. I got this late, but I wanted to share it with you. Starting out, the CDC committee moves to phase out controversial mercury ingredients in flu vaccines. How about that? They're going to take thimerosal and all that other out of the vaccines. Imagine that. Now, why do you think they're doing that? Because, for one, it's not good, those heavy metals. We've been talking about that for years. We've been warning against that for years. And finally, it's coming to pass. That's a good thing. There's more truth being revealed. Wanted to start off, too, with who doesn't like some Nestle Toll House cookies? Nestle, the latest food giant, announcing steps it's taking to make America healthy again, vowing to remove all food, drug, and cosmetic colors from its products next year. And we're seeing this more and more, an awareness that, you know, we really don't need red dye number 5 or 10 or blue 40 or whatever it is in our foods. And these companies are seeing that's what the American people want, that these truths are coming out. And they're, whether it's stepping up or what, but they're taking these dyes and chemicals out of the food, and that's a good thing. Saw this article this week too, I thought was pretty interesting. It talked about the fiery secret to a long life might be hiding in your spice rack. No, not pharmaceuticals. No, not, you know, the latest, greatest health fad, but just in your spice rack. Spicy food linked to health benefits, longer lifespan. Spicy foods can help with weight control, reduce the risk of cancer and heart disease, studies have shown. And consuming more spices may contribute to a longer lifespan. Some helpful foods in the category are chili peppers, cinnamon, nutmeg, cloves, cardamom, garlic, and ginger. And I think a lot of what's happened is, with all the processed foods today, these spices, these natural ingredients aren't used as much anymore. But lo and behold, going back to these natural things that help with metabolism and cardiovascular health and all that, again, and I understand it's preaching to the choir here. It's nothing new for us. But when the things that we collectively have been touting and pushing and trying to share with the remnant for years, well, now they're getting mainstream play in the news and in the blogs and the shows that we listen to and we watch. I thought this was interesting too. This UVBI, ultraviolet blood irradiation. I don't know if you've ever heard of that, but we've heard of it a little bit. Heck, I think Jason's dad, Dr. Dan's, talked about this for years. Says for a century, UVBI has demonstrated incredible efficacy across a wide range of conditions and hundreds of studies. Proven to treat include life-threatening infections, cardiovascular disorders, autoimmune conditions, neurological issues. And it goes on and on. They're having great success in using this. It's basically ultraviolet light, exposing your blood to ultraviolet light, treating Lyme disease, shingles, Epstein-Barr, autoimmune diseases. I thought this was interesting. These results suggest UVBI can address the root cause of illness, and that sunlight is an essential nutrient for the body. How about that? Sunlight is an essential nutrient for the body. Not just being called a quack or a, you know, oh, you think sunlight's going to heal you. Well, dang, now there's scientific studies that have shown that. And this UVBI has been going on for years. Now, you don't hear about it a lot because there's not a whole lot of money in it. I saw this little picture of it. Maybe we'll flip that up. But anyway, it's a therapy where a small amount of patient's blood is exposed to ultraviolet light before being returned to the body. Guess what? Guess how else you can get it? How about go out in the sun? How about sunlight? And I know it seems as basic as it can be, but that's really what it comes down to. Here's a quote. Sunlight is essential to the body's ability to absorb calcium from the food you're eating. Well, it's hard to get that if you're locked in an office all day, right? Make sure you receive adequate vitamin D every day through sunlight, 15 to 20 minutes on the face and hands, usually enough for most of us. Some people don't even get that. And I just thought it was, again, interesting that these truths about food and nutrition and the chemicals in the food and stuff, they're nothing new that they've been there. What's new is that the problems that they've been causing is coming out. And there's more of an emphasis and a focus on, you might say, natural remedies. Things that, you know, like eating spicier foods, getting a little more sunlight every day, that contribute to our health and long life. And, you know, it goes all the way back to who we are as a people, who we are as descendants of Adam, and what directive were we given to toil, to till the earth, to work? And for an agricultural people, being out in it is a healthy thing. It is. Some other truths being revealed. I think this has been going on, but at least it's getting exposure. This just the last week or two, this Chinese agro-terrorism, there's a new word for you, agriculture terrorism, could threaten U.S. survival as a nation, expert warns. America must prepare for potential agricultural attacks from foreign adversaries. Two Chinese nationals arrested earlier this month by the FBI for smuggling Fusarium graminearium, whatever, into the U.S. and studying it in labs over a two-year period. They were a postdoctoral research fellow at the University of Michigan, whose research was funded by the People's Republic of China. And that FG, however you pronounce that, Fusarium grama something, a toxic fungus causes a crop-killing head blight, a disease of wheat, barley, maize, and rice responsible for billions of dollars in economic losses worldwide each year. Also toxic to humans, can cause vomiting, liver damage, and reproductive defects in humans and livestock. So you've got China paying for support, paying the University of Michigan for research, sending its scientists over here with this deadly toxic fungus. And it's not the first time, but it's being exposed. And of course, yeah, they've been arrested. Now, how long? They've been over here for years doing this, and they're not the first two scientists doing this. But you have an enemy, and lawlessness, you might say, that in the past has gone unchecked, but now it's being exposed. And it's like that scripture we started out with. It's, there's nothing that's been done in the dark that won't be exposed. These things that have been done in secret, well, guess what? The light is being shined on them now. They are no longer just occurring in the dark, and that's a good thing. And I hope that when you watch the news, when you see these things happening, you know, see them through the lens, through the glasses of the scripture, of God's promises to his people. Again, that's a very important reason anyway, to understand the Anglo-Israel message, to understand who the people of the Bible are, who the people of the covenant are, who God made his promises and his covenant to, and who the law applies to. And when you understand that, you see these world events and events happening in our land in a whole different light. Matthew 10:26, fear them not, therefore. Another one of those do not fears, right? We have one of those for every day of the year. Fear them not, therefore, for there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed and hid that shall not be known. These enemies of ours, whether they are these large food and drug companies or the Chinese or the Antichrists, the things that they're doing are being exposed. The plans that they have are one way, but God has good plans for his people, especially when they repent and return to him. Well, Remnant, remember our network website, sfawbn.com. Tons of information there, and it truly is a voice in the wilderness, a whisper, you might say, out into the world. But the news wire's there, and if you've got current events and things happening, you can give us an email, forward them to jason@sfaw.org. We'll be glad to post them up to the website and share them with the remnant. Well, you know, one of the sayings has always been, as goes California, so goes the nation. Well, that's West Coast. East Coast, it's New York, right? All the movies are based in New York, and so much going on there. And our enemy has plans. They try things out, I think, in California is like a testing ground, and I think New York is the same way. The latest out of New York, and again, it's these things that are being exposed. The enemy is so brazen these days, they don't hide it. They come out and tell you what they want to do. They come out and tell you they're going to poison you and that it's good for you. They tell you that they're going to tax you and charge a higher interest on everything and tell you that it's good for you. Well, New York, they've got the elections for mayor coming up, and I wanted to take a minute to share this to show you who's running for the mayor of New York. Okay? And if you remember what happened, they've got a Hindu, I forget his name, an Indian, I think, isn't it? Or a Islamist or somebody, the mayor of London now, been some brown raghead, I don't know, but a foreigner. So let's take a look at who's apparently winning the Democrat nomination for mayor. New York City mayoral candidate, Democratic Socialist. He proclaims to be a Democratic Socialist. This is his name, and here's his picture. Zoran Mamdani. Mom Danny, whatever. Zoran Mamdani. Can you hit that picture, Jason? There he is. And every picture you see him, he just smiles. He's just smiling like crazy. Okay? Democratic Socialist Zoran Mamdani. And Democratic Socialists, they're big there in New York. And he won the primary election. And these are some of his promises, you might say. Some of his promises. He's pushing for a $30 minimum wage, a corporate tax hike, government-owned grocery stores. Maybe you've heard some of that. The assemblyman campaigned on building 200,000 new apartment units of permanently affordable, union-built, rent-stabilized homes over the next decade, as well as immediately freezing rents for all stabilized tenants. Promises, promises, promises. His campaign also features a plan to implement free child care for every New Yorker, 6 weeks to 5 years, while providing baby baskets to new parents and guardians, include diapers, wipes, swaddles, books, at no cost. So, because you know who's having the babies there? The white people aren't. No, but the invaders are. The illegals are. City-owned grocery stores, free bus service. No cash bail. Welcome to the first city in the U.S. to have a communist mayoral candidate. This is what the city wants. Good luck to the voters who want this person to lead your city. That's just some of the quotes that are coming out. See, the truths are coming out. He just comes out and says that he's a socialist and that that's what we need to start in New York City. I thought it was interesting, too, the New York Democrat representatives, they're putting their hands up, distancing. The Democratic Party is distancing themselves from this guy. Democratic reps Tom Suozzi, Laura Gillen, distance themselves from lefty New York City mayoral nominee Zoran Mamdani. They say, we're not socialists. See, they have been. They've been pushing it, but just kind of under the table and a little bit. Well, he's just brought it right out. It's that line that's being drawn. I thought this was interesting, too. This Zoran Mamdani has New York City's business community terrified, was the quote I saw. For Wall Street, it's not just about Mamdani, it said. Some fear a broader rise of socialism could destabilize markets and the economy. Imagine that. You mean people have actually paid attention to Venezuela that went full-blown socialist and everything was fine and dandy for a few years? But now they've already eaten all their pets. Now they're eating out of the dumps in Venezuela because the economy has completely crashed. See, that's what the enemy wants to do here. Got a quote here from Friedrich Hayek. Wanted to share it with you. It says, although we have been warned by some of the greatest political thinkers of the 19th century, by de Tocqueville and Lord Acton, that socialism means slavery, we have steadily moved in the direction of socialism. See, it's the people want to have their ears tickled. They want to hear, they want to be told what they think they want. Free health care, free bus rides, no cash bail, do whatever you want to do. Government grocery stores, free food. If you've listened to anything that Colonel Moore has talked about over the last 40 years that we've shared through this ministry about the dangers of communism, and socialism is just the next big step to get into communism. It's all over the world, and they're sure wanting to bring it here. And they're very open about it. That's how brazen and bold our enemy is. They just bring it right out. But you know, a couple scripture verses I think that apply, and I see we're running out of time, and we'll keep moving on here. But you know, Christianity says, if you don't work, you don't eat. We see that. 2 Thessalonians 3:10. It's real simple. It really is. If you don't work, you don't eat. Now, there's some exceptions there. You know, there's some that aren't able-bodied, that aren't physically able to work, and, you know, Christianity takes care of them. This nation has always taken care of them. But that system has been grossly abused. And with everything going on, whether it's the poison in the foods being exposed, the Chinese agro-terrorism, there's another, that's that new word. Never heard that before I saw this article. Or the enemies of Christ, the open socialists trying to take over our cities. We do have to remember, like we read, do not fear when these things happen. And do not be surprised. My last verse this morning, Philippians 1:28. Philippians 1:28, that's what I'll leave you with this morning. It says, in no way alarmed by your opponents. These Chinese agro-terrorists, these big pharma companies, these socialists, they are our enemies. But we are to be in no way alarmed by our opponents, by our enemies, because it is a sign of destruction for them and salvation for us, and that too from God. That same God brings salvation for us. Salvation for us is destruction for them. We have to remember that. Well, that's what I've got for you this morning. Stay tuned. There's more to come. Got a great Timeless Pulpit Truth message from you by Pastor Peters and a brand new message for you right after that. So again, thanks for joining us here the end of June, and God bless.
America, America, is it too late to save you? Will foreign troops invade your soil? Will government enslave you? Will the greatness that was once your crown be trampled in the streets? Oh, America, don't let your name go down in such defeat. America, America, the tide is rising fast. Don't you think it's time now to remember your great past? America, America, now the tide can still be turned. Just open up your eyes and see the lesson. America, once God's word was your standard, how gradually you've compromised, how far you finally wandered. For the years of silent apathy, to God we now repent. For the years of work we might have done, that's already now been spent. America, America, the tide is rising fast. Don't you think it's time now to remember your great past? America, America, now the tide can still be turned. Just open up your eyes and see the lesson. Land needs Jesus now. If he's confined within the church, its walls will crumble down. We must awake, we must arise for his kingdom to secure. We won. Yes, the victory is sure. America, America, the tide is rising fast. Now don't you think it's time now to remember your great past? America, America, now the tide can still be turned. Just open up your eyes and see the lesson to be learned. Just open up your eyes and see the lesson to be learned. Just open up your eyes and see the lesson to be learned.